Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're building a dubwise jungle call and response vocal riff, the kind of MC shout or ragga chop that feels like it's toffing to the drums. The goal is not just cool vocal samples. The goal is a vocal part that has timing, pitch, and arrangement decisions that make it feel intentional in a rolling drum and bass groove. By the end, you'll have a call phrase and a response phrase, both sliced into a playable instrument, pitched to your track, and arranged into a tight 2-4 bar idea that can live inside an 8 or 16 bar DNB structure without turning into clutter. Let's set the session up first so everything you do is instantly in context. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. Get a basic groove running, kick and snare at minimum, hats or a break loop, and some kind of rolling bass line, even if it's a placeholder. And pick a key. I'll use F minor as an example, but choose whatever your track is in. This matters because pitching vocal chops to the key is one of the easiest ways to make them feel like a musical hook rather than random shouting on top. Now grab a vocal source. This can be an MC, the capella, a ragga sample, a vocal one-shot pack, or your own recording. Drag it into an audio track. Here's where people either get this right or they fight the groove for an hour. Warping. Double-click the clip so you're in clip view. Turn warp on. Start with Complex Pro because it's usually best for full phrases. If it gets smeary or facey, switch to Complex. Then find the first clean transient. Right-click and choose warp from here. Straight. Make sure the segment BPM is actually correct, because if Live misreads the original tempo, your whole sits and the pocket dream is over before it starts. Now tighten timing with warp markers, but don't overdo it. Your mission is to align the important syllables like the wheel and wheel it or the listen and listen up to the grid enough that it locks with the drums, but not so much that it becomes robotic. Teacher tip. Jungle vocals often sound better hair late. Not messy late. Confident late. Try nudging a key syllable back by 5 to 15 milliseconds. You can do that by slightly moving a warp marker or offsetting the start. When it's right, it feels like swagger, not latency. Next, we're going to create the call and the response as clean edits. Duplicate the vocal clips so you have two versions. In the first one, isolate the call phrase, maybe select a, or wheel it. In the second one, isolate the response, run it. Reload. Big tune, whatever fits your vibe. In each clip, set the start and end points tightly. Add short fades to avoid clicks. You can do clip fades in clip view, or just drag fades on the clip edges in arrangement view. Once each phrase feels tight and clean, consolidate it. Highlight the trimmed region and press CMD or Ctrl J. Now each phrase is its own clean audio file, which makes the next step way smoother. Now we turn these phrases into playable jungle chops using Slice to MIDI. Right-click the consolidated call clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients is the classic move for MC chops. If the transients are messy like lots of background noise or slurred syllables, try slicing by beats instead, using eighths or sixteenths. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices. Do the same for the response phrase on a separate MIDI track. Now, clean up. This is where the riff goes from a bunch of slices to an instrument. Open the drum rack and click pads one by one. In simpler, adjust the start point if a syllable begins late. Add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Delete pads that are useless empty slices, weird noise, or stuff you know you'll never play. And here's an underrated pro move, treat breaths like percussion. Don't automatically delete them. If there's a breath right before a call, that can add hype and realism. Put it on its own pad, high pass it, keep it low and level, maybe send a touch to reverb. It becomes groove texture. Before we pitch anything, do quick gain staging inside the rack. Level pads so your hits land consistently. Your call should usually be about 1 to 2 dB louder than the response, so the question is clearly leading the conversation. Now let's get to pitch. There are two main ways to handle this, and you'll probably use both depending on the sample. Method A is fast pitch per slice. Click a slice in simpler and use transpose to move it into your track's key. Start small plus or minus 1 to 5 semitones often works, without artifacts. If it's a shouty vocal, you can get away with more extreme pitch moves. If it's sung and tonal, big transposes can sound weird fast. Method B is my go-to for musical call and response. Pitch with MIDI notes. The idea is you don't just trigger slices, you perform them. Make sure your slices are in simpler classic mode so they respond musically. Program rhythm first, then experiment with pitching by duplicating the same slice to different MIDI notes. Keep it jungle. Short, percussive placements. You're not writing a legato vocal line. you're writing a rhythmic chant that bounces with the drums. Here's a simple example in F minor. For the call in bar 1, place hits on beat 1, then around 1.2.3, 1.3, and 1.4.2 if you're thinking in a 16th note grid. For the response in bar 2, answer on beat 2, then 2.2.2, 2.4, and 2.4.4. Pitchwise, keep the call mostly around F and AB, and let the response answer with C and AB. That keeps it in key and it really sells the conversation feeling. If your vocal has a clear note and you're not sure where it sits, stop guessing. Drop Ableton's tuner before the rack and check the pitch center. If it's more spoken, your pitch choices are about vibe and formant. In that case, choose pitches that don't clash with your bass movement. A solid rule is, keep the vocal transpose stable while the bass is doing busy note changes, then change vocal pitch at section boundaries to make it feel like a new moment. Now we make it dubwise. We're going to build a clean core and then do the space ascends, so you stay in control. Group your call and response tracks into a vocal bus. On each individual vocal track, build a simple core chain. Start with EQ8, high pass around 90 to 140 Hz. Don't be precious here. If your vocal sample has rumble, kill it. That rumble will fight your sub immediately. If it's harsh, dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz by maybe 2 to 5 dB. Then add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB, just enough to thicken and glue. Then add a compressor. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't crush the transient. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. You're aiming for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks, not flattening it. On the vocal bus, add glue compressor for cohesion. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1 and just kiss it. 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then add auto filter for dub movement. Low pass mode, and automate the cutoff between around 600 Hz and up to 8 kHz depending on the section. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 25%. If you want movement without drawing automation, you can add a subtle LFO at a quarter or eighth note, but keep the amount low. The point is motion, not wobble. Now the real dub trick. Effects on returns, with throw automation. Create returner for dub delay. Put echo on it. Set time to dotted eighth or quarter note. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter inside echo. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz so the repeats sit behind your dry vocal and don't get in the way of the snare. After echo, add a saturator with 2 to 4 dB of drive to thicken the repeats. Then EQ8 to carve mud if needed, usually somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz. Create return B for dub space. Put hybrid reverb on it. Room or plate works great. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Indeed NB, super long reverbs often smear the snare and make the groove feel smaller, so keep it intentional. High pass the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz. Then put an auto filter after it with a low pass around 7 to 10 kHz to keep the space dark and classy. Now the automation move that makes call and response feel like dub engineering. Keep the call relatively dry. On the response, crank the delay and reverb send at the end of a phrase so it throws out into space. Your ear hears it as an answer that disappears into the room. That's the vibe. Quick coaching note. Don't let the conversation get unreadable. Pick one slice that is always your signature call. That's your tag. Then pick one or two slices that are your response palette. If every hit is a different word, it stops sounding like language and starts sounding like a sample pack being auditioned. Timing next. Use micro swing, not random drift. Try using groove pull swing on your MIDI clips instead of nudging every note by hand. At 170 to 174 BPM, swing amounts around 10 to 25 often read as ragga without turning into a full shuffle. Also try a two timing lanes approach. Keep the call closer to the grid and push the response slightly late. That contrast sells the dialogue. And if you want extra hype without adding more notes, use a flam. Duplicate a response hit. Move the duplicate 10 to 25 milliseconds earlier, and lower it by 6 to 12 dB. It sounds like a natural double, not a cheesy delay. Now arrange it so it hits like drum and bass, not like a loop that never evolves. Think in 8 and 16 bar logic. For 16 bar intro, keep it sparse. Use filtered call chops only every 2 bars. Slowly open the low pass on the vocal bus so it feels like the vocal is coming into focus. Then at bar 16, do one big delay throw as a signal that the drop is coming. For drop A, 16 bars, bring in the full call and response riff. Bars 1 to 4 is your main pattern. Bars 5 to 8 add a variation. Remove one call hit. Add a syncopated response, something subtle. Bars 9 to 12, pitch 1 response slice up by 3 or 5 semitones for a lift. Bars 13 to 16, reduce density half the hit so you create breathing room before the next section. For an 8-bar breakdown or midsection, keep only reverb tails and filtered ad-libs. This is where atmosphere matters more than words. Then drop B, another 16, bring it back heavier. Add slightly more rhythmic density, but keep discipline. One standout vocal moment every 8 bars is usually enough. If you spam it, it stops being special. Want it to sound produced fast? Resample your dub throws. Create a new audio track called Resample Vox FX. Set its input to resampling. Solo your vocals and returns. Record a few bars while you perform send throws and filter moves. Then chop that recording into one shots. Reverse a tail, drop it into transitions. Put it before bar 8 or bar 16, and you've got instant jungle atmosphere that feels like it was engineered, not just looped. If you want to go darker and heavier, add a parallel shadow layer. Duplicate the vocal bus, or resample it, and process it with Redux very subtly, plus saturator, and a heavy low pass around 1 to 2.5 kHz. Keep it quiet, more felt than heard. It adds weight without turning the main vocal into mud. Also consider subtle sidechain from the snare onto the vocal bus. Just 1 to 2 dB of ducking so the snare stays king. Even better, if you know how, to use snare pocket shaping, a dynamic dip around 180 to 250 Hz or 2 to 4 kHz triggered by the snare so you carve space transparently. One more mix tip that saves a lot of people. Keep the main vocal fairly centered. Put width on your delay and reverb returns instead. That way, the message stays solid in mono, but the space feels wide. Before we wrap, here's a quick practice routine you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Pick one vocal phrase, just 2 to 4 seconds. Warp it tight and consolidate it. Slice to MIDI and keep it to a maximum of 8 slices. Write a 2-bar call and response. Bar 1 has 4 to 6 hits for the call. Bar 2 has 3 to 5 hits for the response plus 1 delay throw. This audio version is shortened for playback.